An exhibit at the New York Botanical Garden in the Bronx is featuring thousands of orchids in bloom. As WNYC's Alec Hamilton reports, that includes one little flower that played a large role in evolutionary understanding.
It's 1862. Charles Darwin, who had just a few years earlier startled the world with his theory of evolution, gets a box of orchids from Madagascar in the mail. One plant particularly intrigues him. From behind a white, star-shaped flower, this pale green nectar spur droops down nearly a foot. "Good heavens," Darwin writes to a friend. "What insect can suck it?" Darwin hypothesizes that there must exist a moth with an unusually long proboscis, one long enough to reach all the way down to the bottom of the spur. In 1992, a large hawk moth called the Morgan Sphinx is observed in the wild, unrolling its incredibly long mouth and taking a drink from the orchid, proving Darwin right 130 years later. For WNYC, I'm Alec Hamilton.
For more information on the Orchid Show and to see a photo of the Darwin Star, visit WNYC.org.